Work-life balance and ethics. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Former chairman of the board at Deloitte LLP, Sharon Allen, believes balancing work and life is critical to building strong ethical character.
I learned at a very early age that on the farm, there's always work to be done. But there's also a recognition that church and family and community are deserving of our time as well. And achieving a balance means that in taking care of business, we recognize that our families and our friends and our neighbors and our communities are also our business.
Allen was the force behind a Harris Interactive survey that showed taking time off to be with one's family is good not only for the employee, but also for the employer.
If you invest all of your time and energy only in your job, it may have the unintended consequences of making you dependent on your job for everything, including your own self-identity.
When faced with an ethical dilemma, if an employee believes it will affect professional success, it becomes even harder to make the right choice. However, 91% of those polled believe a strong ethical environment is created when there's a good balance of work and life. When promoting an ethical workplace, Allen says, the consistent behavior of management is key also.
Ethics are ethics, period. Often we judge a person's character not on their lofty words, but on their relatively mundane behaviors. So if a boss talks the talk and doesn't walk the talk, we tend to discount and disregard the talk.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.